After 1 week, the Jets came in here and got just dealt with, Steiny, mm-hmm. on both lines of scrimmage. I mean, they were out-physicaled. And I looked at Lenore and Ward going man coverage. Now, I know Chiefs are different, but I would just hold on to that thought after a win, a dominating performance by the Niners. Not saying Roy's wrong, but damn, Steiny, after week one, I didn't see too many weaknesses on display.
Well, the red zone.
Well, look at you.
So one
shot down. I'm writing that now. One.
See, I'm the kind of guy that doesn't think one game means you have a serious problem. It's got to be a trend.
All right.
It's got to be a trend. Somebody on the YouTube chat saying
you can't catch.
No, they're saying, what about, you know? Obviously, they've seen some of my intramural highlights, and they said Steiny's a little like Eddie McCaffrey.
Right.
Eddie McCaffrey.
He was a bad dude.
You know what? I'll be honest. And see, this is where I'm able to look at myself in the mirror and
you
assess
just
myself.
Talk basketball, don't you?
I actually don't. But what I will say is Eddie McCaffrey had a little more speed than me.
Yeah, Eddie
was quietly pretty fast.
And they used to do that salute. Denver did him and T-Dep. Man. Yeah,
I was more of a plotter. I'd like to sit in zone coverage.
Just pay it off. You quit because you couldn't take the pounding.
It was flag football.
Oh, God.
It was intramurals, bro. Wasn't real football.
That's like me. I could beat Jordan Bell or score on him.
And not quite the same. Not quite the same.
Where's he at?
Jordan Bell?
Yeah. I could score on him now.
You know what? I'm going to guess.
God.
Indonesia. That's my guess for Jordan Bell. Indonesia.
I'm going to go China.
Okay. That's fair. You called for it. Brian Baldinger on with the morning roast today. And how good can he be? Can the Niners be without McCaffrey? How important is McCaffrey? Hey, Baldy, what do you think?
But you can't play at the same level without Christian McCaffrey. Credit Jordan Mason and everything else on Monday night. But you're not going to play at the same level without him. He's just too much of a force for Kyle Shanahan to move around and put in different positions and exploit matchups in the passing game. But, you know, he has this history now. And I'm the biggest Christian McCaffrey fan there is. But he has this history. He had 400 touches 1 year in Carolina, and he was banged up for much of the next two seasons.
That is – I got to throw it back Jordan Bell in Puerto Rico right now. So
oh.
Yeah. Hey, you just mentioned the word trend, and yeah. Baldy brought up the Carfax report that is for Christian McCaffrey. What would trend apply here in regard to the last two seasons, his workload, and then what happened in Carolina where he played three games after? What would you say to that?
My answer would be no.
All right.
Because here's the way I look at it. Had a lot of touches 1 year, had a lot of touches the following year, then he got hurt. Okay, that's once in his career. Now he had a lot of touches 2 years ago, a lot of touches last year. He missed the first game. Okay. I still consider it a coincidence.
All right.
Until further notice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. That's just me. Maybe there's something more going on here than meets the eye. But,
okay.
I mean, the other thing is, I'm not saying I disagree with Baldy. I agree with him that they can't play at the same level over the course of time. But I believe if Jordan Mason's got to play, you know, 3 to 5 games, I think they can be the exact same team that they want to be with Christian McCaffrey. Now, if it extends, then I think the 49ers have an issue, clearly. But I'm going to view this as a positive early in the season, believe it or not.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. But I told you and Evan in the green room, Steiny, I do wonder who is the backup to the backup. And Jordan Mason, outside of being asked about when he was told start and his truth Friday, I hated that for him. But after that, Steiny, he said, boy, that was a lot of work carrying the rock 28 times. So I'm wondering, is it Garrido? Who are we going to see? Because do you think Kyle's going to even disperse it that way? Or is it going to just be Jordan Mason? We're going to give it to you again 28 times if we can.
I mean,
there's got to be a backup to the backup.
Well, there probably is. But when you ask me what kind of coach Kyle Shanahan is, and 49er fans, tell me if you agree with me or not here. I just think that, okay, Jordan Mason carried 28 times. If Christian McCaffrey can't go against Minnesota And the game plan calls for Jordan Mason to carry 25 times. Mm-hmm. He's going to carry 25 times. Like, I think that's the way Kyle Shanahan looks at his football team. Tell me who's available. Tell me who's not available. And then I'm designing a game plan under the assumption that everybody who's on that field is 100%. I really don't think he's the kind of coach that likes to ease a guy in. Maybe I'm wrong, but right now
you're right, because that's how it's gone. And real quick here, Chicago Jason on the YouTube chat saying Debo's the backup.
Maybe.
I mean, he got 8 carries.
That was the most carries he got since 21.
Wow.
Debo Samuel. Rob's in San Bruno.
Our guy. I was wondering when we're going to hear from Rob. What up, baby?
Hey, Rob, what's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Talk to us. A new season.
That's right. Well, you know, the Niners came out and handled business. You know, you got to remember, the Jets were a 7-10 football team last year. Mm. Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old. He's not the same guy, so. I mean, we handled our business. That's all that matters. So, but I'm concerned about CMC, and I feel like we can't keep carrying that boy 28 times a game. Because Mason is a physical runner. He looks for contact. So I feel like we got to even out a little bit, because you're gonna wear him down, and then what? So, in my opinion, I feel like they did good. We're gonna be all right, but we got to remember though, we played against Solomon Thomas and Ken Law. They were bust for us. There's a reason why they're on the Jets. So let's calm down. At the end of the day, it's Super Bowl or bust for the 49ers. It's about beating KC. It's about beating the AFC.
Yeah.
That's all it's about.
Rob, we're can I leave? Yeah, versus, I'm cutting you off. My bad.
No. I said we're 0-5 versus KC in Baltimore since 2019. So that's what we need to worry about, the AFC. And I think in Philly and Detroit, going to be tough too. But I think we still the first best team in the NFC, but it's Super Bowl or bust. That's what it's about.
Hey, so, Rob, let me leave you with this.
I got a question for Rob.
I got one too. You go ahead, because I was waiting.
So, Rob, can I assume that you're not really going to be able to enjoy any regular season wins this year?
Mm.
No, when I go to the game, I'm enjoying myself. Trust and believe that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, in terms of we've seen this already. We need to beat we can beat mediocre teams. We can run through the whole NFC. They got to prove to us we can beat the Kansas Cities. Our competition is the AFC. The AFC is more dominant than the NFC. There's 3 teams in the NFC. It's about 7 teams in the AFC. So, like I said, we're 0-5 versus Mahomes and Lamar. We got to beat mobile quarterbacks, and we struggle with mobile quarterbacks. Now, pocket quarterbacks, the Goffs, the Aaron Rodgers now, we eat them guys up, but it's just the mobile quarterback that give us problems.
I'll leave you with this, Rob, and I know what Stein's going to say. Guru, it's football. One thing I didn't like about Monday night, you tell me what you think as a Niner fan, did you really need Debo, who you had in the backfield on kickoff returns? I just, like, is it really worth it?
No, because if Purdy, that guy, with all his weapons, you just paid IU $30 million. You got Kittle. You're going to pay Purdy $60. If you feel like Purdy your guy, why are you running Debo up the gut like that? That's what I don't like about that. Quit doing Debo like that. If Purdy's your guy, he's our guy, obviously. Let him run the offense. Put the ball in the air. Let him show you he's worth $60 million. Don't put other players in harm's way. I don't like that. It was too many times for me.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, Rob. Sorry to cut you off, but thank you.
Now, that's a great question, Donnie. Are you going to enjoy it? I guess Niner fans, and that's what I was alluding to before the season started, there's just an expectation that on most Sundays, they are the better team. You'll enjoy it, but, you know, the rat on the table for the Niners and Niner fans, I believe, all season long is, are we going to get our heart broken again?
Two things I would say to Rob. One is they have proven that they can run through the NFC. You're right. But they haven't proven it this year yet, because they haven't had a chance.
And last year was tough in the playoffs.
I get it's Super Bowl or bust, but you still have to figure out a way to win 10 games in the regular season. And maybe those will just come by accident because this team is so good and so talented. But again, it's a new year, and they're going to have to show it one more time that they are the best team in the NFC, and then they'll take their chances in the Super Bowl if they get there. The other thing is, again, I'm gonna use Monday's game to say I don't think you're on to anything here. And that is, he used Deebo Samuel to return some kicks, and he ran Deebo Samuel 8 times.
Who was slow to get up a few times.
Yeah. Because that's what Kyle does. If Deebo Samuel can play and he thinks he needs to use him at running back, I don't think it matters if it's the first game or the third game. Yeah. So I just think this whole idea of, well, let's save some stuff. I think Kyle Shanahan goes into every week and is only thinking about that particular game.
And
he'll do anything and everything to win a regular season game, even if it is run Deebo Samuel 12 times. I just think that's his nature.
Yeah, and I can't speak for you, but I don't even think it's about, you know, showing what you have or keeping or hiding something. It's just about, hey, we're without arguably our best offensive player. Why even subject Deebo to more punishment and possibly lose him?
Well,
I was looking at it from.
Because if Deebo Samuel can pick up some of the slack, that
I get that.
Okay.
But the kickoff, I thought that was like, and Sonny, I was in the house.
You know what? I'm going to be, okay.
He was slow a few times getting up on some of those runs.
I'm going to be honest with you guys.
It's football.
Here's the bottom line. Shanahan doesn't coach scared. Fans may watch games scared.
Well, I would say
but Shanahan
the halves,
does not coach scared.
Yeah, but at the end of halves, the clock, we talked about it yesterday, Stoney, you know, not being ultra aggressive. I think about the Super Bowl, not calling the timeout Monday night, just kind of playing for the field goal.
Well,
but
you know
other
what?
Other than that, I would agree with you.
Here's the other thing about that. I think Kyle Shanahan, would he have liked a touchdown going in? Of course he would have. But the reality is, his number one objective is when they defer on the kickoff.
Yeah.
His number one objective is to have the ball the last 5 minutes of the second quarter and then have it again the first 5 minutes of the third quarter.
The double up.
Of course, if you can get a score on both, touchdowns on either, that's icing on the cake. But I think he looks at that middle portion of the game as we have a chance to dominate time of possession from midway through the second quarter to midway through the third quarter. And if we do that, the points are going to come. Mm. And I think I texted to you guys that at the end of that second quarter, I was like, it doesn't even matter if they score a touchdown or not here. Kyle is so excited that's the one thing that he loves, that he just loves to do. And that is double up like that. And when he does that, I think he feels like he's operating from a position of strength.
Well, it worked. It worked Monday night. And again, I was just thinking about last year in totality, the difference, and I don't have to, you know, math, the difference between 3 and 7 is 4 points. And if somehow, you know, in certain games against top-tier talent or games like the Super Bowl, if you can get in, Steiny, and I think you learn that as you go, that's the difference between going in overtime and winning the game.
Yeah, and I also think, though, that every game is its own entity. Mm. And if that game were a little different, they probably wouldn't have kicked 6 field goals. But they got up, and they realized they were up more than a score.
Yeah.
And then once they're up more than a score, then just keep taking the points, because it's not like you're down 3 and you need a touchdown. If you're up 10, of course you'd rather have a touchdown,
mm-hmm.
but let's get up 13.
Yeah.
And if you're up 13 and you can't get it in, well, let's get up 16. And that's really 3 scores.
I got to be careful because,
I
was a broken record all off season. Dude, Green Bay gave the Niners all that and some, and Detroit was.
We're talking about last year?
Are we talking about
how they almost lost games last year?
Just when we talked to Rob about they got the NFC locked up, especially when you're missing your best player for we don't know how long.
Yeah.
Right now, after 1 week, it was good. And I haven't gave you my prediction or anybody for that matter this Sunday, but I got to be careful writing off Sam Darnold in Minnesota. It's the NFL.